The United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Wynn Elliott, introducing another in the series of weekly transcribed feature programs known as Guest Star, offered by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. It's a pleasant reminder that the best way to be sure of a secure future is through the regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds. Today, it will be my special pleasure to introduce a very charming young lady as our guest, the famous motion picture star, Miss Diana Lynn. However, before we bring her to our microphone, here's the Savings Bonds Orchestra, conducted by Harry Sosnick, in his special arrangement of Who, from Jerome Kern's famous musical production, Sonny. And now our special guest, Miss Diana Lynn, playing the part of Christy in a specially written playlet, My Country. Come with me now to the home of General Maxfield Aldrich. Our scene is the library, a fine old paneled room filled with comfortable chairs and soft lamps. In it, as we enter, are two men, the general and one of his guests, Rodney Barrett, seated near the fireplace.
In short, Rodney, you can see why this is such an important mission. It means more than just the security of our own country. It may have an important bearing on the security of all free peoples in all the countries of the world.
And you feel I'm the man for the job, is that it?
You're the only man for the job. Your work during the war fitted you for it better than any other man in the country. Oh, I know you're no longer in the service, and that it means that you must do it on a volunteer basis.
That isn't what bothers me, sir. It's Christy. What about her? After all, we're to be married next week.
I know. Christy presents a real problem to us both. Her father and mother were my dearest friends. Well, how about it? If she says yes, will you help us?
You know the answer to that one, sir.
Well, then suppose we find out right now. I'll call her in. Christy, would you come into the library for a moment?
Well, you two must be carrying the problems of the world on your shoulders with the looks on your faces.
In a way we are, Christy.
That's why we've asked you to join us. Because it affects you as well as ourselves.
Oh? In what way, Uncle Max?
I don't know quite how to start.
Is it as bad as all that?
As bad as all that. Tell me, Christy, from the bottom of your heart, just what does your country mean to you?
It means being thankful.
Thankful?
Yes, Rod. Thankful that out of every other place in the world, I was allowed to be born in America. It means being proud. Proud that I'm a little part of it, and that it's such a big part of me. It means memorizing things like the Declaration of Independence and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address and saying them over to myself often and to my friends when they'll let me. And then living up to what those speeches say.
Hear, hear.
It means trying your level best to find out who are the best men running for office and then trying to get them elected. And if someone gets into office, it proves that he isn't a true American. It means trying as hard as you can and as quick as you can to get him out again before he can do any real damage.
My dear.
That's what it means, Rod. It's like being married and living up to the vows. To love, honor, and obey. In sickness and in health. For richer, for poorer. For better, for worse. That's what my country means to me, and I guess I'm no different from other Americans. So, Uncle Max, you needn't feel so badly about whatever it is you have to tell me. That's something you've been hiding so poorly all evening. I'm sure it must be something you have to do.
Christy, my dear, you've made it ridiculously easy for me. Easier than you know. Well, it's about Rod. Your country needs him.
Can you tell me about it?
No, Christy, except that it is vitally important. Something only he can do.
Well, then that's all there is to it. That's all I need to know. Suppose I leave you two to work it out, and I'll go back to the others. And, Rod...
Yes, dear?
You know I love you, and I want to be your wife. Oh, so much. But I can be patient, too. Goodbye, gentlemen. Don't stay away from our party any longer than you have to.
You wonder that I love her, sir? She's that kind of a girl.
Yes, Ron. A very special kind of girl.
Thank you, Diana Lynn. You made a wonderful Christie, believe me.
I'm glad you liked it, Wynn. It was great fun playing the part, particularly because I could feel, personally, the truth in every word she said.
Well, just as Christie said, she's no different from other Americans.
Right. We can be glad to be part of this country of ours, a country that gives us freedom of opportunity and freedom to plan our own future, to build for security through the regular purchase of United States savings bonds.
Now you're talking, Diana. And, Diana, over 80 million Americans are doing just that. They're protecting their future with savings bonds and buying them through the payroll savings plan where they work.
That's the plan I'm using, Wynn. All I do is to tell the studio how much to set aside for me each payday, and they do the rest. And for those who aren't on a payroll, there's a bond a month plan available to them through their bank. Either way, I urge every listener who's buying savings bonds to keep on buying them. And for those who are not, to start buying them this very day. They're a safe, profitable investment in security. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Diana Lynn. It was a great show. You know, friends, week after week, these fine stars take time out of a busy career to appear on this program because they know the importance of thrift as a protection against that rainy day. They know, as you do, I'm sure, that a reserve fund for future need is best placed in United States savings bonds because, first, they're profitable, paying back $4 for every $3 of your original investment in just 10 years. And second, because savings bonds are safe. You can lose them or have them stolen or destroyed, and they'll be replaced by your government without charge. Savings bonds are an investment in your own future and in your own country. Now, here is Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra looking forward to another date with Diana Lynn on a future guest star program. All they want to know is... where or when?
Been listening to Guest Star, a weekly transcribed feature program brought to you by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our guest today was Miss Diana Lynn, star of Eagle Lion Films, in a sketch taken from the McGraw-Hill publication Middle of Midnight by William Seymour Beamer. Join us again next week for another fine Guest Star program. Meanwhile, this is your host, Wynn Elliott, bidding you goodbye, with the suggestion that there's no finer investment for future security than a United States savings bond.